you guys. It's me, Curtis Donfino, and I'm back for another show. Yeah, well, I got a cold this week. It sucks. You have no idea. Well, you know what? It's going around, and I'm sure one old hell of a lot of you know what it's like. It sucks, but you know what? I've got a job to do. I'm here to rock you and play a whole bunch of stuff. I play what I want. That's the name of the show. And no matter how my head is feeling, I'm still in the mood for rock and roll.
Well, here, babe, look at you in love with someone else. Turned out like all the others, leave me by myself. That's how it works, I guess. And you like all the rest. Guess I can handle it, and that's the way it is. I'm in love with rock and roll. It satisfies my soul. That's how it has to be. I won't get mad. I got rock and roll to save me from the cold. And if that's all there is, it ain't so bad. Rock and roll. I've never been the one to have no steady girl. I love the way I live, running round the world. I like to fool around, I love to tear them down. And when I leave, you love to miss me while I'm gone. I got rock and roll, it satisfies my soul. That's how it has to be, I won't get mad. I got rock and roll to save me from the cold. And if that's all there is, it ain't so bad. Rock and roll. Song. I swear I love them all. I don't care if they're small. I don't care if they're tall. I love them anyway. I got rock and roll. It satisfies my soul. That's how it has to be. I won't get mad. I got rock and roll to save me from the cold. And if that's all there is, it ain't so bad. I got rock and roll. It satisfies my soul. If that's how it is. Rock and roll. There's only one kind of rock and roll, and that's Motorhead rock and roll. The rest of us, we just do whatever we can to try and keep up. Well, speaking of Motorhead, we've got Lemmy's biggest fan coming up right here. The other half of my show, Denise.
Hi. How the hell are you?
Oh, I'm just lovely.
That sounded like a lie.
I'm good. I'm feeling a little bit better today.
Aw, poor thing. I could come over and dress up in a nurse outfit and nurse you back to health.
Could you do that?
I have to get out my nurse costume.
And your neon wand?
Yes, it's a medical device.
Start my heart.
Probably could.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm in my car.
You're in
talking
car.
To you in my car, yes, in my fucking car.
Where are you?
Outside of Starbucks. That's where I always am. You're Starbucks.
Parked in front of Starbucks.
Because I didn't have time, so I had to stop while I was driving so I could do this. The things I do for you.
So, we've been hearing lately that people don't think you're a real person. That you don't actually exist in real life. We need to address this.
That's so sad.
What can you say to convince people you actually exist?
I don't know. The people that know me would say that I exist more than they would like me to exist. They would say, she's entirely too real.
Entirely. I can attest to that. Everybody out there in Radioland, this girl actually exists. We need to keep her confined to the radio, though.
No!
Any more than that will cause a riot.
Why on earth would people think that I don't exist?
I don't know.
I want to know why.
There's a controversy out there whether or not you're an actual person.
I want people to hit me up on Facebook and tell me why they don't think I exist.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm on Facebook. Of course I exist. I must be real if I'm on Facebook.
Well, sure, because everybody exists on Facebook.
I know.
Yes, all your favorite celebrities are actually there talking to you.
And they're my friends, too.
Yeah.
Like you.
Uh-huh.
You're the one that doesn't really exist.
Well, yeah, but I've got them fooled. I don't know, because if they knew the truth, it's really you doing all of this, and you're just doing an impression of my voice.
If I could do an impression of your voice, I would be a rock star.
You are. I'm your puppet. I don't really, I'm just a, you know, computer-generated image. I don't really exist. I just look like I do. I'm in the Matrix somewhere.
Awesome. That would be a cool idea. Like, make up a whole entire band that doesn't really exist.
Well, you should make one, though. It'll be... You can make computer-generated stew and, I don't know. The Geico lizard can be our manager.
We could just start rumors that Snoo doesn't really exist, that they're like... Like a computer animated thing that Disney did.
Yes, we were invented by Pixar.
Yeah.
Smith with Round and Round. And my head is going round and round. Oh, my God. But, you know, I'm going to keep it together. I'm going to keep it together, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together. I'm going to do what I can. But I'm going to need a little bit of help. So I brought my friend Gilbert Gottfried into the studio, and he's going to help me with the show a little bit here today, as I try and treat my voice kind. I do have to sing occasionally, as well as talk to everybody on the radio. But I've got Denise, who, yes, she does exist, but for some reason there's controversy about that. Trust me, I wish she was a figment of my imagination, but she's not. Gilbert Gottfried, on the other hand, is another story, and he's got a story. Gil?
My inner goddess has stopped dancing and is staring too, open mouth and drooling slightly. Keep still, he orders, and slowly he inserts his thumb inside me, rotating it around and around, stroking the front wall of my vagina. No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to? I agree to the fisting, but I'd really like to claim your ass. Holy fuck, is this wrong? But holy hell, is it erotic? But when he hits my clitoris, I cry out loudly. Oh, please, I groan. Quiet, he orders. Not taking his eyes off mine, he scrunches my panties in his hand, holds them up to his nose, and inhales deeply. His hands reach around and touch my breasts, and my nipples pucker at his touch.
Holy shit, this is hot.
Thanks, Gilbert. Gilbert Gottfried, everybody, with a reading from 50 Shades of Grey. And now, 50 Shades of Judas Priest.
Thank you.
Judas Priest with the green manalishi. With the two-prong crown. Well, speaking of two-prong crowns, Denise is doing her report for us today live from her car outside of Starbucks.
Because, of course, I'm sitting in my fucking car for you. It's smoky. I feel like I'm at the rainbow.
Your portable rainbow.
With no drink. So my drink on night at the rainbow was, like, legendary. Isn't that awesome?
Legendary?
Yeah. People are texting me saying that they heard about it.
See, people are listening to the show.
Yes, but they need to listen more carefully so they realize that I am real.
I think it's because you're on Skype, so your voice sounds different than mine. So they think it's like made up, or I took some old recordings of some chick rambling about whatever, and I just throwing them in.
What are you saying? I ramble about whatever. Thanks. Love you too. Oh, that's awesome. Or
yes, I'm just taking old recordings of Gloria Steinem, and I'm just punching them in there.
I was going to say, because I was thinking maybe they just think that I'm not real because somebody couldn't possibly be that fucking crazy. Okay, now I have to roll up the window because it's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually played some Metallica. First time I've ever played my show. But I like that. 2x4 from the Load album. My favorite Metallica album. The one that all Metallica fans hate is, of course, the one I love. And, well, speaking of ones I love, here's our weekly complaint.
Complaint Department with Denise Van Zandt.
I'm going to complain and complain.
But he's like talking to me and leaning over and he's like 2 inches from my face. And he would come to sit closer to me. No, no, back over there. No, no, back over there. For one, I cannot stand for people to be in my bubble unless I want them in my bubble. And if I don't want you in my bubble, I make it pretty fucking obvious. And he's just like in my face, breathing his 5 days of drinking in my face. And I kept telling him, move. Move over there. Go away. Leave me alone. Please don't talk to me. But I don't know how to not be a bitch when somebody just irritates me that much. I was like, oh my God.
All the kids from daycare are in dreamland. The froggy has made his last leap. Hell no, you can't go to the bathroom. You know where you can go? The fuck to sleep.
Thank you, Sam. The one and only Samuel L. Jackson. Sammy J. telling you to go to the fuck to sleep. But I want you to wake up right now because we've got some exciting news, some exciting, well, excitement. Snoo time!
Who's got my bag? Everything gonna fade away. Who's my witness? Answer this, ooh, I gotta know.
Oh,
the hell are you?
Oh,
I didn't realize. Well, carry on. Snoo, from We Do What We Want, who the hell are you? If you want me to know just exactly who the hell you are, then go and buy yourself some Snoo. Go get our brand new album, What's It To Ya, and We Do What We Want, and Snoo You, all available today, right now, as a matter of fact, at snoostore.com, as well as iTunes and Amazon and all those other places. Go do it. Make me proud. Here's Denise.
All right, so you got anything else for me? Give me some news.
Oh, you're so demanding and bitchy.
Give me the news. Damn it.
I did.
It was old news.
God, you're not even going to try and get me to host the show today?
Yeah, because that went so fine last time. I give up.
Good. My plan of resisting worked. You will not make me take over.
Yeah, only now people don't think you're real.
Well, see? You can't get rid of you and have only me.
Yeah, but see, if you hosted the show once in a while, then they would know you're real.
Why would they know I was any more real then than they do now? Did that make any sense?
I have no idea what you just said.
Are you going to play any songs that I asked for? Or are you going to be stubborn?
I play what I want.
Whatever. The hell do you think you are?
It's the name of the show, after all.
Yeah.
Johnny Thunders, Pirate Love. That was for Denise. Yeah, you picked it. I played it. See, who loves you? Yeah, well, you know, I did that for you, but I also did it for our listeners because, see, she exists. If she didn't exist, you couldn't request a song, and she requested Johnny Thunders. So there it is, Pirate Love.
Gentlemen, I go now to discover the exact length, width, and depth of the shaft.
In parentheses. Okay, let's bring back Denise.
Oh my god, is that a guy or a girl? Oh my god, that's a guy. A tranny just walked by me.
Talk to her. Him, whatever.
No.
Some interview stuff going on here.
Oh, fuck off. probably like crackhead tranny. I live on Sepulveda Boulevard, for God's sake.
That'll be awesome. Go over there.
No. You know what Sepulveda Boulevard's known for, right? The hookers. And there's not one time that I have ever walked to Starbucks, that I haven't been propositioned. Isn't that awesome? I got a little extra money.
Good idea.
I'm whoring myself for you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, my coffee is almost gone, and it's cold. I could turn the car on.
Kidding me? This is a lot of fun.
Oh,
we'll be right back.
woman, she's a man. From their old Tokyo Tapes live album back in the early days of the Scorps. Okay, here's some more Snoo. Stinger from our latest album. That was from What's It To Ya? And you know what I want you to do right now? Get up out of your seat, go over to the window, shout to the world, I'm about to buy all the Snoo albums. Go over to snoostore.com and get them. Okay, Denise.
Are you going to be up at a decent hour tomorrow, or are you back on the rock star schedule?
Yes, I am.
Oh, no, get up early tomorrow. Get up by like 11.
Why?
Because I might need you.
For what?
I don't know. Something that I can't think of right now.
Oh, I'm just supposed to wake up early and sit by the phone just in case.
Yes, please.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, I'm going to call you at 11.
You go right ahead.
You're mean.
I'll answer the phone. If it sounds like a recording, it's not. But it just, I may sound recorded.
I'm going to call the Snoo hotline.
Have you ever called the Snoo hotline?
I have not.
We haven't.
Is it an 800 number?
Yes.
Awesome. So it's a number that I can call when I'm in jail, when I get arrested.
Yep.
I haven't called it, though, because I haven't been in jail lately.
888-900-SNOO.
888-900-SNOO. You should announce that on the show so that people can call in.
I just did. And
you did?
Just now.
I'm so excited. Give them my phone number.
Really? You want people calling you?
No, not really. They can find me easy enough on Facebook.
All right, last song of the night. This one is another Denise request. Danzig, Twist of Cain.
Listeners are sad that I'm going to go.
I'm sure they're all just brokenhearted and disparaged.
You might not be sad, but they are.
Yes, but they can listen to you anytime they want. You're just a download away.
I know. I love telling people that. Guess what? We're on iTunes now. So my friends think that's cool. Doesn't mean that they'll actually download it and listen to it. They just think it's cool.
It's cool.
Okay, find out. Okay, bye.
Good night!